With the meeting being moved to Sale, Adam O's had the call up, and he's the man calling all of the action today. How are you, Ad?
I'm very well, Michael, yes. We're off to Sale today instead of Cranbourne, and in the daytime as well, so a rare doubleheader in Victoria on a Friday during the daytime. Because of the transfer occurring after nominations, we're a little light on numbers, but there's still plenty of depth with a couple of high benchmark races. I'm looking forward to the day.
Who do you like?
Best Bet comes up in race four, and one of the maidens, I think, Promises Kept, gets its chance to get a win on the board coming out of the Autumn Classic, a Group 2 level at Sandown recently. I thought as a $61 chance, ran really well over the 1,800 metres. Its previous provincial maiden form suggested it was very close to winning one of these races. The 2,200 metres is probably a little question mark, but I think there's plenty of class, even though he may not be a down-and-out stayer. I think he still can get the job done at close to even money. So race four, horse seven, Promises Kept.
Any other good bets?
I think Shadow Hawk, now he's had a couple of runs back from a freshen and an indication last time at Moonee Valley that he's on track. He can also run well over the 2,200 metres at an even race. So race five, horse six, Shadow Hawk, my next best.
And what about a quaddy for the Sale punters today?
Quaddy race five. We're having three horses in each leg, starting off with four, Sign Seal Deliver, five, That's Incredible, and six, Shadow Hawk. Four, five, six, race six. Three, Golden Age, six, Remigus, and seven, Miss Keela, 3, 6, 7. Race seven, Seed Expect, two, Clap, and three, Oceans Above, 1, 2, 3. And in the last, $4 Chaser, 7 Lloyd's Crown for value, and 10 Squad. 4, 7 and 10 in the last, $81 for 100%.
Enjoy today, Ad.
Michael, thank you.